More than 200 officials from the Bahr Ghazal area gathered in a will for the conference. Mayor Akej Mayan, a political advisor to the Warab state government, says cattle rustling is the main cause of insecurity in the region.
Our people are fighting because of right only. Some need to go and take from those who have cows, come and store it for themselves. Some may need to increase their cows. Sometimes people fight over the grazing. You may not somebody to come with his cows into area where your cows are grazing.
He says state governments should send in guards to quell tensions at the grazing areas. Santos Domichol, security advisor to the Lakes State Caretaker Governor, says the prestige associated with owning cattle is contributing to the rampant cattle raiding in the region. Unfortunately, says Chol, there is little follow-up after the criminals are apprehended.
There is a lot of introductions of rules to our community without, you see, a gradual procedure. Like, for instance, when you talk of a criminal procedure that involves, you see, the following up of case right away from the stage of public attorney until it ends up in the court, it takes long time. And automatically, the local member of the community feels that the law has been denied. And then, of course, each and everybody is obliged to take law into his or her own hands.
Like much of the rest of South Sudan, communities in Bahr Ghazal use cattle to pay dowry. In some communities, dowry price ranges as high as 200 to 300 head of cattle. And young men who have no cattle to pay dowry often punch it by raiding another communities. Chol says in order to end the cattle raiding cycle, local leaders are working to encourage their communities to keep cattle for commercial purposes rather than for prestige. Participant says if society did a better job of promoting education, the nation's youth would focus less on cattle and more on establishing a vocation for themselves.
First of all, we wanted to really encourage education by trying to remove some fees around primary education. And this is one of the global development goals which we need to achieve. And then we need to empower women and youth.
A peace committee, including representatives from the entire Bahr Ghazal region, made up of 30 ministers and MPs, has been formed to educate youth against cattle rustling, and also to educate people about the importance of stability, which they say will eventually lead to development in areas where cattle raiding is common. For BOA News, I'm Owa Kodo in Awil.